quite the same as this Holocaust because it was done in the normal way of solving nations' insecurities by blowing the other nation up. Then it's okay, women, children, and so forth. But here, of course, I see it as the total evil of the unresolved problem of the insecurity of nations all became focused in on the Holocaust. But its true meaning was lost at that time because it couldn't be, nobody understood it, and it couldn't be, the conclusion couldn't be drawn from it. And the Jews who were most in the position to draw it, their very lives were in, if they didn't have Israel, they would have nothing. So therefore they began to think, as Fackenheim did, this will now mean that we'll have our own fate in our own hand. But if the United States hadn't supported Israel, if both superpowers, if the superpowers all ganged up against Israel, could Israel survive? So you're dependent on a superpower, just so it isn't, as long as you can get one superpower, you're going to be okay. But now you're going to get two. All the superpowers are going to say, what we need is a Hong Kong in this area, and I guarantee you some very magical things can happen. So anyway, it's because Fackenheim and I would say, are metaphysically so far apart that it is only the flexibility and the expansiveness of the unity principle that we find ourselves being members of the same people. But thank God for that. Anyway,
I think that is a point that I really hadn't occurred to me quite that way before. But if I understood what you just said rightly, the Holocaust happened in the context of total war, which was a 20th century phenomenon.
Exactly.
And just never put the two things together.
But it also began at Verdun. Mm-hmm. That was a meaningless slaughter.
Right. Just.
And by the way, it was like anti-Semitism. The slaughter occurred because Frenchmen believed what was not true about Germans, and Germans believed what was not true. Germans were not Huns. They were very civilized. So don't you see the same devices of anti-Semitism are universal devices? When you have the Jews, fine. But if you don't have the Jews, you slaughter each other. Was it Nagasaki or Hiroshima ever? There was a time, look, when I was growing up, the civilian populations had a certain kind of special treatment. But look what happened at Hamburg, the bombing of Hamburg. I mean, okay, so you justify it as the only way. But you're going to tell me that is a, that the others get off scot-free. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
You know, Jews are insecure because when the world is insecure. And the world is always insecure in one way or another. And therefore, overall, the Jews have had about as much or as little security as any of the others. But because they, in a sense, had so little of the other, they didn't waste any of their resources on having great generals, a whole array of non-human, energy-focused and non-human, anti-human pursuits. It simply wasn't allowed us, and therefore we focused on knowledge, on learning. Then we transferred that knowledge and learning of the Torah, the Talmud, and so on, to going to college and university when we came over to this country. The result was, so many things were just cut out for us. No Jew went to West Point, no Jews went into this sort of thing. So the result is now you got this pool of mental capital that is the most valuable capital in the world. There's no country in the world that wouldn't want to draw on that mental capital.
Okay, some other questions? All right, this gentleman down front and then this gentleman here.